The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Do you realize that what you say is not always as important as how you say it? Can you get up in front of any audience at any time and be dynamic? Welcome to Communication Nation with your host, Jill Schiffelbein. Today, we'll demonstrate how small changes in communication behaviors can have a big impact on a business's bottom line. Now, here's your host, Jill Schiffelbein.
Hello, everyone. It is Tuesday, August 20th, 2013, and welcome to Communication Nation. This is Jill Schiffelbein, your host, and I am honored to be joined today on Communication Nation by Craig Price, who is a speaker, an entrepreneur, and most pertinent to our conversation today, an expert in the podcasting arena. So Craig and I are going to be having a great discussion on everything about podcasts, some of the basic things that you need to know if you want to get started, but perhaps more importantly, how a podcast can really help your business, whether you're an entrepreneur, a small, medium, large-sized business, or whether you're someone that is an employee within a business and you're thinking about an internal podcast. There are so many uses for this type of communication channel, and you're going to learn all about them today, and I'm really excited. And as I always do, I'm going to give you some background information about our speaker in just a minute, but I want to talk to you about my personal experiences with podcasts to see if it will spark any ideas or interest in any of you. As those of you who have been listening to the show for a while know, I launched April 2nd. So it's only been about, 4 months that Communication Nation has been running. And me, the analytic data-driven person I am, constantly watch, how many people are listening and how many people are tuning in and what type of feedback am I getting and what type of Twitter love, which by the way is at Impromptu Guru if you're listening now. But I look at all that stuff, I monitor all that stuff, and I get really excited about the idea of engaging with an audience. But one of the things that was difficult for me when I first got started was I'm sitting here, I'm putting this radio show out, which gets formed into a podcast after it is streamed live. And initially, when the show first started, other than friends and people I knew who I value so much, thank you all for tuning in initially, I wasn't getting much outside engagement. So I was really having a hard time figuring out, how is this podcast thing really working? How am I really going to be reaching other people? And how am I going to monitor this engagement aspect? But what I found out is over time, after consistency, after putting myself out there on the air, after getting those podcasts out, getting them into iTunes, getting them into other podcast finders, that engagement piece started. The tweets started coming in. The follows started coming in. The messages started coming in. The ads on LinkedIn started coming in. All of those things started to come together. But the biggest thing for me was realizing that it takes time and patience to make this happen. And so I know some people listening out there may have thought of doing a podcast before, or maybe have put a few out there to see what happens, but you didn't get the results you wanted. Well, today we're going to talk about how you can better get those results. And from personal experience, I know that a lot of those results coming in have to do with patience, have to do with building up your episode base over time and building up your listener profile. And finally, now 4 months in, I feel like I'm at a point where I have a routine, I have a rotation, I have engagement pieces. And I tell you, it feels good. I'm not going to lie, because when you're doing a podcast, when you're doing a radio show, it's audio based. You don't see your audience. So you have to imagine them out there engaging with you. And it takes some time and training to do so. And that's why today, given my experience of about 4 months now, I decided if we're going to talk about podcasts, I need to bring someone onto the show who has vast experience with it and who has helped other people even reconceptualize podcasts for their business as well. So I'm joined today by Craig Price, and you can see the bio on the show description, so I'm not going to go over that. But here's what you need to know about Craig. First and foremost, if we're talking about podcasts that actually get listeners, that actually have some longevity, Craig today just released his 100th episode of his podcast, Reality Check with Craig Price. And it's a fantastic podcast. Craig is a funny guy. He's a personable guy. And he really works at relating with his guests, at getting to them on a personal level, getting them to share some things that are above and beyond just standard business tips. And as you all know, I like to kind of contextualize how I met the guests or how I brought them into the show. And I actually met Craig for the first time, and only very briefly, at the National Speakers Association conference I was at this past July. And if you've been listening to the show lately, I talked a lot about that, how it was a fantastic experience and really a good professional group for me to be a part of. But within that organization, there is a subgroup, professional experts group, called NSAXY, which is aimed at younger speakers or speakers that were born, I believe the proper date now is 1964 or later. So we can talk about issues that are more pertinent to us as speakers, to us as entrepreneurs at the stages we're at in our lives. And Craig was all over the place at this group. And what I remember him most of all was we got organized to take a huge group picture of everyone that was there. And of course, he gets this picture set up. It's nice and coordinated. We have a beautiful picture online. And then something that I would absolutely do, Craig turned around, held the camera in front of him or in front of himself with us in the background, and snaps a shot with his head taking up half the frame. And for me, that's just the type of person who I know doesn't take themselves too seriously, the type of person I know who I as an individual can relate to, and the type of person I know who can add some real value to Communication Nation, to our listeners, and to people out there who may be struggling with adapting a new type of communication and messaging strategy for their audience. So that's why I brought Craig on the show today. And all of his information is on the bio and on the show description. But if you go to realitycheckpodcast.com, you can see Craig's infrastructure, how he has it set up online, how the topics are listed, the episodes about the host, how to give feedback, and all this wonderful stuff. It's a really good example of a long-running podcast that has been built up and hosted by an entrepreneur. So again, that website is realitycheckpodcast.com. But enough of me rambling. As you all know, we are joined now with Craig Price, and I would like to officially welcome you, Craig, to Communication Nation. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Jill. I appreciate it.
And I'm so excited today because, I mean, you just heard my personal story about podcasts and, you know, obviously our interactions at NSA and online through social media. And it's really interesting how you can develop relationships with people through this type of medium, through this type of channel. And I'd love for you to share with our listeners, before we go into the first break, kind of why you got started with the idea of podcasts.
Well, there was two main reasons. And the first one is kind of strange. About in 2011 in January, and I'm not going to get real graphic, but I had gum surgery. And that put me out of commission where I couldn't like answer the phone. I couldn't talk. I mean, that was a doctor's order. Keep your mouth shut. Do not say anything. Do not talk. And so while my wife was giddy for about a month and a half, I was stuck not being able to communicate. And so I was kind of, I didn't have much to do. So I actually started to look online and I discovered podcasts and I started to listen to podcasts. And the one that really grabbed my attention was a comedy podcast, but it was Mark Maron's WTF. And he does a long form interview with comedians. I used to be a stand-up comedian, so, you know, every so often someone I actually know would be on the show, and it was kind of fun, and it was really in-depth, and they were really cool. And I was sitting there not being able to communicate, and I had all these things I wanted to say, and I was like, when I can finally speak, this is something I got to start doing. So I used that downtime to study podcasting and find out what the equipment I was going to need, and then when I was ready to go and I was able to take the stitches out and start yapping, I started the podcast. And the other reason I started it was because, you know, as a speaker, you know, you talk and you make your point and you do your keynoting and people talk to you and they want to get advice. But then people started asking me questions I didn't have answers to. You know, they'd go, oh, I see you're on the Twitter, so you must be a social media guru. Come talk to our group about social media. And I am not a social media guru. I am not using it properly. And so I didn't want to be that person that just said, sure, I'll go talk to you and BS my way through a social media thing. So I decided I was going to bring experts to people. So the podcast grew as a way for me to answer questions indirectly. This way, when I started, I would bring in a social media expert, or I'll bring in a marketing expert, or a orangutan rescue person, or an FBI agent, something that I have interest in, but also that I think people would be interested in as well.
And that's really important for everyone listening out there, because when you first start, if you're an entrepreneur and you first start up your business and you're taking what clients you can get and you're so excited about it, and then you seem to know maybe a little bit about a topic and people ask you about it. So you answer with what you know, and then they're like, oh, well, you can obviously do this. Why don't you do it? And when you're starting out in speaking, when you're starting out in business, when you're starting out in any type of endeavor of this nature, you think, well, maybe I should just run with it. And so we start to get into the habit of doing things that we're not experts at. And what I love about what you just said is you have to realize that, you have to admit it and know there's people better and find a way to get that information to your clients.
Yeah, because once you start talking about things that you have a basic understanding of, people are going to ask questions at some point that you're not going to be able to answer. And they're going to, and then you're pretty much going to be exposed, so to speak, as the fraud that you are. Now, you may know some things about social media and you want to give some helpful advice, but for me to stand up in front of everybody and start spouting how I'm an expert at social media, you know, it doesn't ring true for me. I wouldn't be comfortable doing that. And so I'm much more interested in saying, hey, I don't know something. I'm more than willing to admit I don't know a lot of stuff. I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know, except for my specific subject of negativity, you know, I'm not an expert on a lot of topics. So I would much rather have a great conversation and be the proxy for you. So I ask the questions instead of trying to pretend I know the answers.
And that's a really good philosophy to have. And as we're about to go into our first break, people who are listening, I want to challenge you. Start thinking about understanding not only what your expertise is, but let's say you're a speaker, let's say you're a business owner, you're an entrepreneur. What expertise areas do your clients need to know about? Do your connections need to know about? And you can start making a list, you know, do that column, divide it in the middle on one side. What are you the expert at? What is your bread and butter? On the other side, what can you give to people to connect them? So start thinking about that as we go into the first break. You're tuned into Communication Nation with Jill Schiffelbein and special guest Craig Price. If you're listening, give us a tweet at Impromptu Guru and we can feel the love. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be right back after a couple breaks.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post on our wall your thoughts about our shows and network. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Are you a business innovator or are you just sitting on the sidelines? Tune in every week for Coffee Break with Game Changers, presented by SAP. Host Bonnie D. Graham talks to a cross-section of the movers and shakers who are leading by example. They will share best practices and innovative ideas to keep you thinking and moving along with the best. Join us for Coffee Break with Game Changers, presented by SAP, Wednesday mornings at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
Communication is the key to success, both on and off the field. I'm communication expert Jill Schiffelbein, the Impromptu Guru. As a former athlete, I know what it takes to be successful as you go from the locker room to the boardroom and all points in between. I will teach you presentation, communication, confidence. With skills like that, you know you'll always be in business. Get the tools you need to succeed at impromptuguru.com/athletes. Again, that's impromptuguru.com/athletes.
Tune in to the Voice America Variety Channel on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Voice America Variety broadcasts a diverse array of topics, reaching a global community. Our experts come from all walks of life, and the topics they discuss are everything from current events, arts and entertainment, leadership, parenting, relationships, self-improvement, career advice, and a variety of other topics. Check us out today. You're sure to find something of interest. Voice America Variety. Talk on today's hot topics. Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
The business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio. Voice America Business Network.
You are tuned in to Communication Nation with Jill Schiffelbein. Do you have a question for Jill? Send an email and she'll answer it on a future program. The email address is jill@impromptuguru.com. That's jill@impromptuguru.com. Now back to Communication Nation.
All right, everyone, we are back on Communication Nation. This is Jill Schiffelbein, and I am joined with Craig Price, the wonderful person behind realitycheckpodcast.com, which today is celebrating its 100th episode. And we are talking all about podcasts. And as we went into break, Craig was talking about how, you know, his idea of the podcast was, let me see how I can bring expertise to people, and not his expertise, but the expertise of others. And I challenged you before the commercial break to start thinking about, where is your area of expertise versus what are the areas of expertise that your consumer base, your listener base, your potential listener base, your clients could really use. So hopefully you did that and use that as food for thought as we go on. But now I want to ask Craig, you know, we heard the story about how you got started by listening into other podcasts and wanting to get out there and communicate to your audiences. Tell our listeners a little bit about what it takes to get started.
Well, first off, you have to have an idea of what you want to do and what you're trying to achieve with the podcast. Because if you go into it solely as a marketing tool, you're going to run into problems down the road. You need to do it because you enjoy it, because you have something you want to say, or in my case, I have things I want to talk about. And so really, you need to ask yourself why you're going to podcast in the first place. Because if you can understand why, that will help dictate and maybe format your show. You'll understand what you want and what you need from your guests. Like you were talking about when you introduced me, if you want to do it to promote your business or your industry. So say you're a sales expert. Try to find as many other sales experts as possible and get them on your show as guests. Because one of the things I think a lot of people are afraid to do is talk to competitors. And so I think it's one of the great things you can do is if you're, say you're in sales or in the insurance industry, get some of the top people in the insurance industry and sales industry to come talk on your, even if they're competitors. It's mutually beneficial because it builds your credibility as someone who's connected to all these folks, but it also gives your audience the information, not just from you, but from other folks, so that it the breadth and width of knowledge they get is going to be far greater than one person can get.
And it's really interesting when thinking about, you know, how we interact in business in general, and this will be a little bit of a tangent, but I'll bring it back in. So many people are afraid to network with people in their industry. And initially, maybe that seems logical, right? Oh, well, why do I want to network with people who do the same thing I do? They're competitors. But you have so much to learn from your competitors, and you have so many ways to help each other. And if you get more networked and more entrenched into your area of expertise, again, like you said, not only are you more credible, but you have more referral partners. We can't always handle what comes to us, and we may not always have the best angle to approach it. And so then you get people who you can refer business to, which establishes relationships and, you know, goodwill, and everything just keeps falling out from there. And I imagine you've established that with a lot of the guests that you've had on your show.
Oh, absolutely. This has been the number one networking tool I have, because I'll be honest with you, I don't like going out and talking to people on a face-to-face basis. When I'm at a party, I don't stick my face in the, hey, how are you? I'm Craig Bright. I don't do that. I if people come up and talk to me, more than happy to engage them. I also know that when I'm speaking and I'm on site with a client and with the attendees, my job is to be, hey, I'm Craig Price. Nice to see you. Thanks for coming. So I have that switch I can turn on and off. But if I had my druthers, if I had my choice, I would be home alone with my dogs most of the time, just working and writing and doing podcasts. But this has allowed me to reach beyond my normal network. It started off with my network, and my network was mostly speakers, but I didn't want to turn it into a speaker podcast because I have far many more interests than just the speaking world. And it allowed me to get out and engage with people I never would have normally talked to. So it has been a huge help to my network.
It's really interesting because I know a lot of people out there who, you know, what you just said will really resonate with them. They are not the people who want to get out and be the social butterflies and be interacting with people. And it's not because they don't like people. It's just because that's not their comfort zone about getting their message out. If they're talking to people, maybe they want to just be focused on, you know, having fun or, you know, doing a lot of other things and not thinking about it in a building a relationship in a business sense. And so this has been a channel for you to expand that in a way that's not only grown your business, but the businesses of others.
And I'm far more comfortable talking about someone else and about their business and asking them questions than promoting myself. It's just one of those things. I've never been a huge self-promoter and I feel awkward doing it, but I have no problem talking about how great, you know, Richard Zimmerman is with Orangutan Outreach or how great Neen James is on productivity. I have no problems doing that. I do have a little bit of problems of going, hey, Craig Price is awesome. And so I use this as a proxy as well. Again, you'll hear the word proxy a lot. I use this as a way to promote me as well as my guests at the same time without feeling like I'm promoting me.
And it's so important because no matter what you do in your business, so whether you're an entrepreneur or whether you work for a company and you want to start doing, you know, an internal podcast and conceptualizing that, people like people and surround themselves by people who add value and benefit to their lives. So people listen to podcasts because it adds value to what they're doing. And maybe that value is they need a comedic release. And that's why you listen to comedy podcasts. Maybe you need business advice, or maybe you need a time period where you put your headphones on, you lay out on the beach, you tune everything else out, and you brainstorm based on what people are talking about. I know that was what I did a lot last summer when I took my little escape. I listened to so many podcasts. It was ridiculous. And I got so many ideas from it. And I opened myself up to that. And so if you are someone who wants to get out there, who wants to get information out there and connect with other people, a podcast can be a way of doing it, not only increasing your network like Craig talked about, but helping others brainstorm, helping others open up conversations. Do you have any conversation, Craig, that your show has opened up for you that you never thought you would engage in?
Yeah, I had a paranormal researcher, which I try to tend to wait. I tend to not to get into the psychic and the goofy oddball world, but every October I'll have, you know, I'll make it Oddtober. I'll have something that's Halloween based or something weird or strange. And so this particular person was a paranormal researcher. I would never have gotten into that. That wouldn't have been something that I would have been engaged in. I don't like the shows. I don't believe in ghosts. I made him perfectly understand that I do not believe what you're going to say, but I will be fair and treat you with respect, but don't expect me to buy what you're selling. And we had a great conversation. He was, you know, a little weird. He had a little story about his, I believe it was his wife being possessed by a demon, but I thought it could have easily have been gas. So I didn't want to, but I didn't want to, you know, just come out outright and say it. But I wanted to say one of the things that you mentioned earlier that is really resonant, I want people to really understand, is why I do audio podcasts versus video podcasts is the exact reason what you were talking about. You said you would go to the beach or you'd go out and you'd listen to it. And podcasts can be so portable. It's so easy. Now, you can watch video on your phone, but you still have to look at it. You still have to be engaged visually. And so that means you cannot be driving. You cannot be doing anything else. You have to be looking at the video. But with audio, you can go listen to it on the subway. You can listen to it on your way to work in the car or at the beach getting a tan. You're still getting information. So it's the most portable and easily accessible way to promote yourself and get your information out there.
And I really like the point there because a lot of people are thinking video, video, video. You must have video. You know, everything's about it. Now, believe me, I'm a big supporter of video. In fact, the last week's episode I did was all about video. So it's nice to tie it together and to think about, again, what medium you're using to communicate a message to your audience or to your potential audience. And there are so many different channels that you can use Why not play with all of them? Why not have a video that supplements a podcast that you do? Why not have, you know, a paper, a white paper that people can download, or an ebook that supplements something that you do? The ideas that you can generate just from one channel and expanding them on others, it's really unlimited. Have you seen people, you know, who have been on your show, Craig, get more widely promoted with their ebooks, with their videos, with any other type of content they offer?
Sure. I've had several folks tell me that they've bought books. I know for a fact some of the speakers who have been on the show have been booked for events because of the podcast. Often I will promote other speakers. So if a client calls me up and they're looking for a project management speaker, they've already hired me for the keynote and they want some breakouts, I can send them to my website or send the link directly to the search under project management, and six or seven speakers, all of them that I have vetted because I've talked to them, and I wouldn't have had them on the show if they weren't what I call quality speakers, or at least have good content. And so they, I can just say, here, take your pick. I can tell you that every single person I have talked to personally, I know them to some degree, and I know that they'll do a good job. So that gives them like a little menu to send. So I have gotten people hired, I've gotten books sold, and I've gotten some content and DVD, CD sales that I know that some people had. But that's really, it's about getting the exposure, getting your name out there, and it's really about building credibility. Because if you're on Voice America, that's not a little thing. That's a big, people know about it. And if you're on episode 89 of my podcast, now that's, hey, that's not a fly-by-night operation. That is some, that's a, an actual piece of media that actually can be valuable for you to promote yourself.
Right. And I think one of the things, and I, you know, I talked about this in the first segment and we're about to go into break, but you know, a lot of people start marketing efforts. They start new ideas. They start implementing new strategies and they don't stick it out. They don't have the longevity approach to it where if it doesn't work in the first couple months, you know, or heaven forbid the first couple episodes, they think, well, you know what? This is not going to be a good ROI. I'm not going to get the returns that I need to justify this, but they don't stick it out over time. And what you just said is, when you have a podcast, when you're in an environment when anyone can put out information, that longevity, that credibility is important.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I try not to tell people to worry about the numbers and worry about the feedback. So don't worry if you're not getting 2,000, 5,000, 10,000 downloads. Not many people are with podcasts. It's not necessarily a numbers game. It's the people that are interacting. Who is tweeting? Who is talking on your Facebook page? Who was leaving comments on your website? Those are much more important and much more valuable than just random numbers, which most of the time are not 100% accurate. And you don't know if they listened to the entire podcast, if they've gotten any value out of it. You don't know the context of that download. So it's, for me, it's much more important about the interaction I have with the folks versus how many people are listening to any particular episode.
That's really, really good advice. And with that, we're going to go into our next break. And when we come back, we're going to keep going on this discussion of podcasts and actually transition it a little bit to how we can start thinking about doing podcasts internally within businesses. So you're tuned into Communication Nation with Jill Schiffelbein and our special guest today, Craig Price. If you're listening and have some feedback, give us a shout out on Twitter at Impromptu Guru. We'll be right back.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
Communication is the key to success, both on and off the field. I'm communication expert Jill Schiffelbein, the Impromptu Guru. As a former athlete, I know what it takes to be successful as you go from the locker room to the boardroom and all points in between. I will teach you presentation, communication, confidence. With skills like that, you know you'll always be in business. Get the tools you need to succeed at impromptuguru.com/athletes. Again, that's impromptuguru.com/athletes.
It's all about action.
Touchdown!
Scores.
Taking a look at the NBA tonight.
Highlights.
He's broken loose. He's at the 30.
And headlines.
Big trade in the NFL this afternoon.
When you are looking to talk sports, look no further than the Voice America Sports Network. We bring you some of the biggest names and all the sports news you can handle. Whether it's basketball.
Off the glass.
Football.
Come on.
Golf. Racing. Or the Olympics. We've got you covered. We'll even cover tailgating. to the Voice America Sports Network. It's all things sports.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand. All from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network. You are tuned in to Communication Nation with Jill Schiffelbein. Do you have a question for Jill? Send an email and she'll answer it on a future program. The email address is jill@impromptuguru.com. That's jill@impromptuguru.com. Now back to Communication Nation.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to Communication Nation. I'm Jill Schiffelbein, joined with very special guest today, Craig Price of RealityCheckPodcast.com. And he is celebrating today his 100th episode. And we've been talking earlier about, you know, when you get started in the podcasting arena, so many people, we're in this instant gratification society. We put something up and we expect people to be there. So, you know, field of dreams, build it and they will come. And, you know, when there's so much out there in the competitive space for podcasts, making yourself unique, making yourself stand out and building a listener base takes time. And one of, you know, to transition from not only starting one up for the entrepreneur, for the business owner, but now thinking about how employees who are in organizations can start thinking about using podcasts, how managers in organizations can start thinking about using podcasts to reach their employees internally. It's different in a way because you already have a built-in audience. And so let's talk a little bit about that, Craig. I know you've helped some people really get started with the idea of internal podcasting.
Well, I like to think of podcasting as a great way to train and inform your folks, because you, the great thing about podcasts is it doesn't have to be any particular length. I mean, we're under a 1 hour restraint because of the format of the show, but if you wanted to, not that I would suggest it, but you could do a 2 hour podcast, or you can do one that's only 5 minutes long. It's consistency. So what you can do is use it as training for internally. You can have a fun way of getting a topic, throwing in some of the action items and things that you want them to learn in a conversational way. And so since you don't have to put the entire program or the entire training program in one episode, you can break that down into 5 minute chunks and talk about it and have bring in people from different departments to discuss things. If you have new announcements, it can be just a fun way to have like an internal news station at your business.
And that's really interesting, because one of the things I talked about last week was the idea of using video memos to reach your audience internally and how managers can be doing that. And that's more of a, I don't want to say one-off basis, but that's more of a, I have a very special announcement to make, whereas just general information on a routine basis can be communicated via a podcast.
Yeah, if you wanted to put your weekly newsletter that you may put out to your employees into audio format, or and make it more interesting, more fun, and make it more casual so that people will actually listen to it. Because if you're just going to read the newsletter, please don't. Please don't do that. Just you know, just send it to them in an email. They're more likely to listen to the, read that or listen to it by a text, by a speech software, than to have you read it verbatim. But if you have something, you have a new procedure, a new policy that you want to discuss in depth with, this would be a perfect opportunity to do that. Get another person in your department and just have an actual conversation about the things that you want to do and why you're implementing them and what the changes are going to look like. And you can do that in a series of one, you know, maybe it is just a one-off, but you can do that in a series of maybe two or three. So they can gain acceptance. You get buy-in for your new policy.
And that's really important. What I like that you said is don't just regurgitate existing material. And that's really important. And I'm going to apply this now, you know, bring it back out in scope to, you know, both internal audiences within organizations or business owners, entrepreneurs trying to reach an audience. You know, we talk a lot about efficiencies and we think, okay, what content do we already have that exists and how can we repurpose it? And I'm not saying don't repurpose your content. As all of you know, I'm a big fan of repurposing my content, but if you are repurposing it, also reinvent it in a way that adds value to it. For example, all of you know that you've been listening. I have 60-second guru videos out there on YouTube. You get a communication tip in 60 seconds, and that's great. What's interesting about that is every single one of those videos can be a show topic. Every single one of those videos can be a blog post. Every single one of those videos could be a different podcast, et cetera, et cetera. But what I'm not doing is taking the transcript of that 1 minute video and literally rereading it to you. I'm adding value to it. I'm expanding on it. And I think a lot of people, Craig, when they're thinking about podcasts, some people struggle with, and you know, you had the right approach in my opinion. It's okay, I have this expertise, but people are asking me all these questions. How can I bring experts to them? Whereas a lot of people put the onus on themselves is that I'm going to promote my business. So everything has to be about me and what I do. And so I'm going to repurpose and just regurgitate this content as much as possible. Can you talk to us about, you know, kind of the benefits of each different side?
Well, the first thing you want to do is it's okay that the first maybe one or two episodes of your podcast to be about you. People need to know who you are, what you're about, what you're going to do. But after that, it's really about showcasing your expertise and your network and who you know and how you interact with folks. I get a lot more credit about how I interact with folks and how I ask questions than my keynoting, which I get a lot of praise for, but more people have access to my podcast than any one group can see me speak. So they're always like, oh, you ask great questions. You have great guests on. And what that does is it translates to Craig seems to be very smart. Craig, when he says something, it's usually true. It sounds accurate. It sounds factual. So I'm going to start listening to Craig. And when he says something, I will believe him more. So that is what it's all about, because you prove that over time. So that's the kind of mentality you have to get with if you're going to do an interview show, is that not necessarily showcase yourself. You are showcasing yourself by showcasing others. It's a weird concept, but the more you give to other people, the more you show off at them, it really reflects on yourself, and people will start getting more trust and more credibility with you because they see how you interact. It's not just a, hey, I'm Craig Price. Welcome to the podcast. We're going to do this right now. And then all of a sudden it's a phony facade. They get to know you. They get to learn from you, and they get to understand who you really are and how you behave.
You know, I think that's really important. And I'm going to actually, you know, because people who have been listening to the show, I can draw a lot of analogies with what I do with what you just said. So let me highlight those for all the listeners out there right now. Yes, at the beginning of each break, I repeat the name of the show. I repeat my name. I repeat my guest's name. And that's because some people tune in at different points in times. Or maybe if you're listening while you're lying on the beach or doing something else, you need that, you know, bring you back in peace. But at the beginning of every show, I always try to tell a personal story that I know about the person I'm interviewing today. At the beginning of the show, I always add my personal experience with the topic. And at the end of the show, as you know, those of you who have been listening know, and those of you listening for the first time, you'll find out, I always, and this is the way I will establish my expertise again at the end, will bring it all together and give everyone what I call the takeaway of the day, which is how I add my spin. I add my expertise into the topic that's been discussed. So I don't have to be an expert on the topic being discussed, but I can be an expert on how my area of expertise relates to the topic being discussed. But the majority of the conversation, the majority of the discussion is about the guest and their expertise. So, you know, that's just one way to start reconceptualizing how you can do it. If you're in that entrepreneur state of mind that I need to promote myself, and Craig, I know you're brilliant, you're on this 100th episode, but I'm really struggling with this. You know, that's a way that you can have the best of both worlds and bring it together. And either way, you're going to get some benefit. So Craig, people who are thinking, you know what, I like this show. I like this topic. Craig, I'm going to go check out your show and your website later, or I've already looked at it because people are listening live right now. What does it take to get started? I want to do a podcast. I have nothing. What do I need?
Well, first off, you're going to need consistency. You need to understand that if you're going to do this, you can't just do two or three and then call it a day, or do two or three and then a month later do another two or three, or you have to be consistent and prepared to go the long haul, because you're not going to build an audience with random times. I mean, think about television, your favorite show. If they didn't tell you when it was going to be on, if they said every Thursday at 9 it's going to be on, but it never showed up, and it would show up and maybe on Friday, or it would show up on Sunday, and you don't have a DVR, it would get irritating. So commitment to it is number one. After that, it can get real easy really quickly. I think people get intimidated because they think that they see radio studios and it's got to be all these microphones, and they've got it set up where you can actually do it on an iPhone. The iPhone records, and if you're going to do a monologue podcast, which people do, you can just do the voice recording in your iPhone and record that, download it, and then, you know, maybe touch it up a little bit and put it up. That's a podcast. Or you can get as simple as a USB microphone. They make a lot of good ones. Blue Yeti, which is not a sponsor, and I don't personally use them. I know people who do, and they sound great. It's a very cost-effective $30, $40 USB microphone speaker. They have free software, Audacity and GarageBand, that you can edit the audio in. There's a ton of ways you can do this on the cheap rather quickly, and I think people get intimidated just because it's computer and it's audio, and they're so used to seeing the big, you know, Howard Stern with his 9 microphones and the terminal displays, and there's a sound engineer and all these things. I do it by myself on my own, and I've got it set up so I have a system, so it only takes me about an hour to produce after I've done the interview, it only takes me about an hour to produce it. I spend more time writing the blog post, describing it, than I do editing it and getting it ready for production. It's a remarkably simple. It's just a matter of not being afraid to do it and then just continuing to do it, and you'll get better as you go along.
And that's the truth. I mean, anything you do for the first time, you have some efficiencies that you need to build in. And for those of you listening, I want to actually echo some of the things that Craig said, especially about the tools that he uses. A microphone, it's really that simple. I mean, and Audacity, I use Audacity too. It's a free tool. It's online. If you Google Audacity software, you'll find it very easily, you know, promoting them. I don't get paid for them either, but it's, you know, when you like a product, you like a product. One, we have a couple minutes before we're about to head into break, Craig, but when we're thinking about, okay, getting the podcast up, we have it recorded. Now, how do we get it out there?
Well, now this, they're not a sponsor. I actually pay them. But I would definitely use Libsyn. It's a liberated syndication, Libsyn, Libsyn.com. They host podcasts. That's what their company does. And they can do it for as cheap as $5 a month. You can get obviously there's more premium versions that you can use. But when you're just starting out and you don't know if you're going to do this for a while, $5 a month is nothing. It's less than a latte. And they are fantastic because they set it up by bandwidth, how much you upload in 30 days, not how much gets downloaded. Because I've seen and heard of lots of podcasters who self-hosted on their website and they don't have unlimited bandwidth. And something happened where they had a podcast that everybody wanted to listen to. They got downloaded so much that it ended up costing them a fortune because they went past their limits and their hosting company charged them through the wazoo. Libsyn, they don't care how many one person downloads, a million people download. It's the same cost to you. It's all about uploading. And they've been very good to me. And I've never had any major problems. Maybe there's once a year, there's a hosting issue that everybody in the East Coast is facing. But they're reliable. They know what they're doing. And if you want, they set everything up. They set up the RSS feeds that you need to submit to iTunes for. So because iTunes needs specific tags in their RSS feed for it to translate into the iTunes. So, but they will do that for you. You just upload, you type in like a blog post. It's very much like WordPress. You hit publish, boom, it's ready to go. You can time it to publish at a certain time. You can set it up to post to Facebook, to Twitter, all these things. They're really an all-in-one place to go to. And like I said, I pay them. They don't pay me, but I would highly recommend Libsyn.com to any kind of hosting.
Fantastic. Thank you for all of that advice, Craig. And we are going to go into our last break before we wrap up the show. And when we come back, I'm going to ask Craig for some of his big tips for people getting started in podcasting, what to look out for, what to avoid, and share some mistakes that he's learned along the way. If you're listening, give us a tweet, ask us any questions you want at Impromptu Guru. We'll be right back on Communication Nation.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
Communication is the key to success, both on and off the field. I'm communication expert Jill Schiffelbein, the impromptu guru. As a former athlete, I know what it takes to be successful as you go from the locker room to the boardroom and all points in between. I will teach you presentation, communication, confidence. With skills like that, you know you'll always be in business. Get the tools you need to succeed at impromptuguru.com/athletes. Again, that's impromptuguru.com/athletes.
These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
Do you want to know what's really going on these days? Well, Capital Thinking takes you inside the worlds of policy, politics, law, and business. What happens in Washington, on Wall Street, and in our nation's legal system impacts your business every day. We're taking you on a behind-the-scenes tour of all of it. Each week, we bring you unfiltered conversation with a variety of influential policymakers, lawyers, and business leaders. I'm Kevin O'Neill, and I'm your host as Capital Thinking tours the halls of power. Join me for Capital Thinking on the Voice America Business Network each Thursday at noon Eastern and 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
Voice America Business Network, the bottom line in business.
You are tuned in to Communication Nation with Jill Schiffelbein. Do you have a question for Jill? Send an email and she'll answer it on a future program. The email address is jill@impromptuguru.com. That's jill@impromptuguru.com. Now back to Communication Nation.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to the final segment on today's show about podcasting. This is your host, Jill Schiffelbein. I'm joined with podcasting expert Craig Price, and we are talking all about podcasts. In our last segment, we started to get into some of the, you know, basic startup things. You're like, okay, you know, a podcast, I've thought about it. Now I want to do it. What do we need? And Craig gave us some excellent advice on that. And while we were talking, we had a question come in, Craig, from a listener who wanted to know about music. And I'll tell you from my perspective, and Craig, you can chime in from yours too. The biggest thing that you need to look for finding is royalty-free music. And there are so many websites online where you can get royalty-free music from. And basically what that means is you pay one fee and you can use it in almost any type of application. Well, based on the agreement, read the fine print, of course. But that's how the music for the show, the network of Voice America, obviously has subscriptions to that. So that's where I got it. But Craig, from someone who's doing it on your own, where do you get the music for your show from?
Very similar. There's a website I like called premiumbeats.com. And for a very small fee, I think it was like $35, $40, you get all kinds of, you pick a song that you like, or in my case, I had like a Ocean's 11, you know, casino robbery kind of music, but it comes in 60, 30, 90 second increments. So you can use it as bumper music. You can use it as long intro. You can use it for a short, you know, segue. You know, that's kind of investment. I also know people who don't use any music at all, but, you know, I like a little bit of music. And so you can find royalty-free, just Google, there's hundreds of them. But I would suggest, if you can, if you know someone who is in a band or is in a, you know, has connections with musicians, indie musicians, get them to ask them if you can use their music, because it'll be free. You just get assignment and you'll get cool, individually based music that not everyone's got that you'd be able to use. So if you know some people in the music industry or you know someone in a local band, and I would suggest, hey, will you guys allow me to use one of your songs? Or even, hey, would you guys like to write a little ditty for me for my podcast? It would really set you apart from all the other people.
Right. And not only that, you can cross promote each other. And that's really what a lot of business is about.
Oh, absolutely. And I know that even some large mainstream podcasts do that. Jordan Jesse Go, which is a very famous podcast and is widely very popular, they got music from a group, and every time they play their show at the end, they say music by, And it's a great way to promote the band, but it's also a great way for them to reduce costs. They don't have to pay royalties on music.
So that, thank you very much for that question coming in. That was from Rosemary. Thank you, Rosemary. Hope that answered your question. And now let's get into what I love talking about. And I even love talking about it about myself when I make them, because we all make mistakes in this process. And you wouldn't be at episode 100 today, Craig, if you hadn't made some mistakes along the way. So for people who are just going to be starting this whole podcasting route, or who maybe have already started but are wondering if it's working for them or not, share with us just a couple examples or anecdotes of mistakes that you've made and how people can avoid them.
Well, I should be at episode 108. If that gives you a hint. Because the one thing you need to familiarize yourself with when you podcast is where the record button is. Are you actually recording? And what does it look like when you're recording? Because sometimes, depending on what software you use, it looks like you're recording. You can see the wave, the audio wave wiggling up back and forth. And I found out that, no, it wasn't coming from my microphones. I forgot to plug in my mixer. It's coming from the very poor laptop microphone. And so I'm looking at it. We're having a great conversation and it sounds great. And I'm asking these awesome questions. I'm having the best interview of my life. The guest is phenomenal and intelligent and they're not mumbling at all. And then 20 minutes later, I go back to listen to it just to double check. And it sounds like we are 900 miles away screaming the entire interview from a long distance. So whether it's on the laptop, I also have a digital recorder, and it's got a tricky little record button. You hit it once, it starts blinking, which allows you to listen and test levels, but you got to hit it again and make it solid. Otherwise, you will not be recording. So that's the number one. Everybody I know who's ever podcasted has forgotten or thought they were recording when they weren't. So that's number one.
Great.
Number two, try to find a spot that's not going to be constantly interrupted. And I have been very fortunate that I didn't have any interruptions in my podcast until I was at the NSA convention in Philadelphia and a future recording that's going to be coming out. We were doing in the hotel room, do not disturb sign on the door, a custom made, please do not knock on the door. I'm interviewing 15 minutes in. I do about a 30 minute interview. So 15 minutes in, right at the halfway point, I start getting a loud rapping on the door like the building's on fire. Do you ignore it? Well, a light rapping you do, but when they're pounding down like it's NSA and they're you know, they're going to come and take my guest away because they're some kind of terrorist, you go answer the door. It's the Marriott maid. They want to know if I want towels. And so that was a completely I'm going to have to go in and explain that interruption comedically, hopefully. But you want to make sure you don't get interrupted someplace quiet. Dogs are not barking, children. But that's the number one cause is you don't hit record or loud noises in the background, which A, drive me crazy, and B, makes you sound kind of unprofessional.
You know, and I really like that, you know, of all the different mistakes we can make, those are simple ones. And what I love about business and entrepreneurship and figuring out all of this is that the mistakes you make along the way are unique to different individuals in terms of, maybe that content didn't work. Oh, this content did. And you figure it out along the way. But the foundations are always the same. And we're about to close out our show today here with Craig Price. But Craig, I want to give you a huge thanks for being on Communication Nation today. And if you have any last, 30-second chunk of information that you just have to get out to our listeners here today about podcasts, what would it be?
It's so cost-effective and it's so cheap to do. I really encourage everyone to at least try it. I mean, video takes some lights. It takes a camera. We're self-conscious. I mean, I don't want to see myself very often, which is why I don't do video. But podcasting, especially if you bring someone else in to interview them, it takes a lot of the pressure off. It's fun. You'll really start to enjoy it, and it'll really bring out who you are much faster, I think, than any other medium. So I really just encourage everybody to at least give it a shot and try it.
That is excellent advice. Craig, thank you so much for being with us on Communication Nation today. Your input has been exceptional.
Well, I appreciate it, Jill.
And as we close out the show today, let's have our Communication Nation. Dun, 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 dun. I don't have any music for this. I need music for this part, Craig. I'm going to work on this. The takeaway of the day. And we gave you some advice earlier. I gave you that advice. Start thinking about, in terms of columns, what is your expertise and what are the expertise areas that your client base or your consumer base or your listener base needs? So do that. But as you're thinking about podcasts and thinking about, okay, ways to reinvent content and add value, think about ways that you can get yourself and put yourself out there. So if you're thinking about doing a podcast, here's your takeaway activity. That one sheet of paper you already have with those two columns, set that to the side. Start brainstorming about what goals you want your podcast to reach. What objectives do you want your podcast to do? If you are trying to do something solely to generate business, okay, but that's too broad. What type of business do you want to generate? Let's get down to brass tacks here. You got to whittle it down so that you're not just putting another piece of information out there floating out in the internet. You have to get something specific. So the more you can narrow that down, the more you can get your focus honed in, the better off your show is going to be. And so whether that focus is, I'm just bringing experts to other people with a touch of humor, fantastic. If your expertise is, I'm going to talk about communication and relate it in a way that hopefully affects a business's bottom line, hint, hint, like me, fantastic. And hopefully I'm accomplishing that. But you got to figure out what your goal is before you're doing it. And Craig has given you so many wonderful ways to get started. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of Communication Nation. If you liked what you listened to, give us a shout out on Twitter at Impromptu Guru, or of course, the biggest flattery, share this episode with others. We'll be back next week with another fantastic episode. Thank you again for tuning in. Have a fantastic day.
Please join your host, Jill Schiffelbein, again next Tuesday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel, because communication matters.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.